You know, I talked to the team, talked about the things we identified going into the game, and defensively knew this was a very good running team. Going to have to do very specific things to stop the running game. Didn't do that very well. Knew that they were going to use that to create opportunities for big plays, and they had multiple big plays, which wasn't very good. The separation between the coverage and the linebackers, and you got to be able to find some way to disrupt Flacco. I mean, that's what you got to do. Otherwise, he's as efficient as he was today. And then you look at it offensively, and you have four turnovers, and they create a lot of points off of turnovers. Can't do that. Can't do that against anybody. You can't do it against a team like the Ravens in Baltimore, as good as they are and as effective as they are. And what we need to do is identify the things that we can do well, work at them, and continue to improve on them. And that's what we have to do collectively. And it's going to come from inside. It's going to come from the group that's in the locker room. And got to keep working to eliminate the mistakes in order for us to move forward. In terms of the decision to change quarterbacks at halftime, I thought that at that point, DA might be able to give us a spark, and that's what I was hoping to accomplish coming out of halftime. So with that, I'll open up to questions.
Where do you go from now with the quarterback?
I'm going to look at it, Tony, and I'll make a decision early next week.
Do you think can you judge Derek fairly, Eric, when he goes in there when it's 20-0?
It's a difficult situation to go into, but not looking to turn the ball over, but it is a difficult situation to go into.
The first series of the game resulted in one of the picks. What happened on that play?
Misread it as really thought it was post safety defense, ended up being split safety defense, so the corner is able to squat and come up and take the ball away from the receiver.
Do you think anybody quit on you out there?
No. No. And if at any point I do identify something like that, they won't be playing in the weeks to come. There's quite a bit of time left. At that point, I think there's over 10, 12 minutes left, and you're really looking at trying to get it to a three-score game. You know, you're looking at the two-point conversions, things like that. But thought we could get that and get the ball back, generate something, and it was 4th and 12, pretty low percentage in terms of converting. I think if it was a little bit closer at that point, would have gone for it, but to get the points and at least turn into a three-score game, which we're looking to do. I thought he played well in that that drive where we backed up, made some plays, moving around a little bit with his feet, buying some time, got a nice drive going there. The turnovers, can't really have that, and create a lot of points, and believe me, we got to play better defensively. I'm not saying that by any stretch.
Was the tackling a huge problem for you guys today in your mind?
You know, there's been multiple times where we've had opportunities to get off the field, or turn a run from leave a run at a 10-yard run, and it becomes a 35, 40-yard run, and it's. So it's a skill set that we work on, and understanding leverage, being able to wrap up. Ball gets in the secondary, you got to be able to get them down, or every play is going to be like that.
What do you think Quinn's problem is, Eric? He looks kind of like a different quarterback than preseason.
I think that he's continued to work along the same lines, Tony, and I don't think that's going to change with him. It's identifying collectively things that we do well offensively, and improving on those, and being able to sustain drives, keep the defense off the field, and play complementary football.
Look, there are human beings in there, and is it possible that your method for dealing with them as people is not working? The fines, the stuff you do?
You know, I've dealt with a lot of football players over time, and I feel very comfortable with my ability to deal with people. I think it's the important thing is to be able to teach and coach and to demand high expectations from the people that play for you. And that's something that I fundamentally believe in.
Thanks, guys.
I think the important thing now is to take a step back and really look at that, and what I'll do is analyze it and move forward early in the week.
Thanks.